business to another location that became, that he knew was coming available across the street, not his property, your and not at his expense.
Thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Flaviana Priola. You've seen me here before. I own Dazzle on Northwest 23rd. I just celebrated my 23rd year on 23rd Avenue. And I've been a resident in Northwest Portland for 38 years. I value all the people who enjoy and live in our neighborhood, those who take the bus, those who drive or walk, which is what I've started doing every day to get to my store. In 1995 through 1998, I worked on a committee with the NWDA, the city, and the Nob Hill Business Association to hopefully create parking relief for the neighborhood. At the end of 3 years, the NWDA turned down every one of the 15 creative parking solutions that we came up with during that period. 5 years later, City Council approved a modest plan. Now, another 5 years has gone by, and still we have no relief. I'm here today to plead for that. Now that the policy has been decided, the issue before you, as I understand it, is design and pedestrian safety. I need relief from the traffic and parking congestion, as do the apartment dwellers, the residents, and the other businesses in Northwest. Every day I watch the cars circle. I have a window out onto 23rd and Irving, and that's not really safe for anyone. The design for the new parking structure carefully addresses the safety issues with light and sound warning alerts to the pedestrians. I'll go right to, I've invested 23 years in Northwest Portland. If we don't get parking relief, what is it that you have planned for us? And what is the hope for me and the future of my business? After 21 years in downtown Portland, parking issues made me go out of business. Is that my future? I beg you to deny this appeal.
Thank you.
Lamont? Thank
you. Good afternoon, Mayor Potter, commissioners. My name is Lamont Smith. I reside at 1030 Northwest Johnson. It's my sincere opinion that the developers who have earned a very proven track record and who I hold in high regard have designed a much-needed parking garage that was recently approved by our city's Landmarks Commission. More specifically, it's in my view the design elements are of a very high quality and the execution meets the criteria of the Northwest District Parking Plan. Furthermore, I believe the parking garage is well located and will improve pedestrian safety at the subject site, but also in the immediate neighborhood, and has the support of the Portland Department of Transportation. For these reasons, quality development, well located, and the benefit of safer pedestrian activity, I encourage you, the members of the City Council, to support the Landmark Commission and design approval and deny the appeal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next three.
Noah Lichthart, LaWanda Shad, Debbie Thomas. They'll be followed by Michael Gibbons, Libby Hartung, and Nick Ostorf.
Please replace the slide. Thank
you. Welcome.
Thank you.
We'll start with you, ma'am. Give us your name, and you have 2 minutes.
Debbie Thomas. I live on Northwest 9th Avenue in the Pearl District. I support the Northwest Irving Street Garage and ask council to deny the NWDA's appeal. I've lived and worked in the Northwest area for over 23 years, and I've embraced the changes that have occurred to make it, to transform it into the thriving mixed-use model community that it is today. One of the things that sells this neighborhood is its charm and small scale, and that's something I value. The proposed parking structure fits well within this neighborhood context. It's clear a lot of attention went into making sure this was a small-scale structure, including removing the top floor from the previous design. It has the detail that I think of when I think about the Nob Hill style, and it occurs in many small commercial structures found on side streets throughout the neighborhood, often next to residences. There are examples of residential and commercial side-by-side all over Northwest Portland, and the only difference between those and this one is that a lot more thoughtful design has been put into this one. The structure is designed to look like two small buildings, awnings, brickwork, and other similar elements to area storefront businesses on one side, and the metal railings, landscaping, and lattice work of residential homes and porches on the other side. I can't think of a more thoughtful or sensitive design to fit into the charm of the neighborhood. I think it's quite beautiful, and I've never known Dick Singer to do anything that wasn't of the highest quality design and consistent with all of the neighboring properties. Please deny this appeal and uphold the Landmarks Commission approval. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Afternoon. My name is LaWanda Shaw, and I live in Northeast Portland in the Irvington District, and I've lived in Portland my whole life. And I can't even count the number of times that I've gone to Northwest Portland just to visit and to enjoy the shops or to eat at the restaurants. And parking is absolutely necessary there right now because it's only gotten worse and worse and worse, and it will only get worse. And I did not go there yesterday, even though I had an errand to run up there, because I knew that there would be nowhere for me to park. And it was kind of a hassle, and I only had a small time frame, so I decided to put it off. And that's not fair to the small business owners whatsoever, especially because being the daughter of a guy who owns his own small business, I know how critical having parking is. Otherwise, people will take a different route. They'll choose a different option. And when it comes to the actual building, I think it's extremely handsome, and I think it's appropriate for that neighborhood. And when it comes to safety, I think us Portlanders or Oregonians as a whole take pedestrian safety as for granted. They just kind of assume that people will stop for them, or they don't have to pay attention, or they don't have to obey crosswalks. And it's not fair for the drivers either. But at the same time, I don't think it's fair that the drivers have to continue circling the block and looking for spots and trying to park their big SUVs into spots that they don't fit in, and trying to parallel park, and cars are honking at them behind them because they're trying to get around to find the next opening. And it's not fair to the pedestrians, and it's not fair to the drivers, and it's definitely not fair to any of the business owners. And I encourage you to deny the appeal, and I think Dick Singer is absolutely 100% right in trying to fight for this parking garage, because it needs to happen sooner rather than later.
Thank you. Sir?
My name's Noah Lichtwart. I'm born and raised in Portland, and for about the last 10 years, I spend every Saturday and Sunday on Northwest 23rd between Kearney and Flanders. I pick up the litter, and I empty all the overflowing trash cans and take it to the dump. And I could talk at great length about the parking issues and the amount of people I see double parking and circling the block and, like she said, trying to fit into parking spaces that they don't fit into, causing more congestion, running into other cars. That being said, because I'm sure that's going to get beat to death, I also live in Northeast Portland, and I think that anybody would be remiss to think that small businesses on 23rd or anywhere else could survive solely based upon people that live in the neighborhoods. And I'm all for riding bikes. I do it a lot. I'm all for walking. I'm all for alternate forms of transportation other than cars. But the fact remains that cars are a part of our life, and in order for businesses and probably the sanity of people that live in the neighborhood, more parking is necessary, period. I'll keep it short.
Thank you. Next three.
Michael Gibbons, Libby Hartung, Nick Ostorf. They'll be followed by Peter Andrews, Stacy Korn, Peggy Anderson.
Welcome. Why don't we start with you? Give us your name. You have 2 minutes.
My name is Libby Hartung. Sorry, I have laryngitis. And I own Elizabeth Street and Zelda Shoe Bar on Irving Street, right across from the flat lot proposed structure. And I have owned my business for 14 years. And at that time, I was a resident of Northwest Portland as well. And parking was an issue for me back then as a resident, as well as the business. And I've been waiting, it feels like 10 years, for this structure to come to fruition. And I have known Dick Singer and Lori to always put thoughtful consideration into design and function and quality. And I think it's time that we finally got the structure that we've all been longing for, or the small businesses will go away and indeed the big people will come. Please deny this appeal.
Thank you.
My name's Nick Ostroff. I own the Clifton Apartments, which is at 2356 Northwest Irving. It's just a few steps, a few doors up from the proposed garage across the street, right next to Fruit and Flower. The Clifton Apartments is 14 units. It was built in about 1911, I believe. It's not on the National Historic Register, but it is a historically significant building. I think it's a beautiful building. And like many of these buildings in Northwest Portland, this building was built without parking. So I have 14 tenants, which are circling the block, as everybody talks about. And I know it so well, because as a landlord, when I go there to do landlord repairs and landlord duties, I plan an extra 5 to 10 minutes into my trip to circle the block and look for a parking place. And quite often, I end up at Dick Singer's parking lot up the street paying to park and walking 5 blocks down to work on my building. So my tenants are going through a lot of issues trying to park when they come home from work and so forth. So it's a really big issue. And Dick has assured me that, assured this group that he will allow tenants to rent parking spaces. And while I don't believe all my tenants will rent parking spaces, I do believe a few tenants will rent parking spaces and will quit competing for the on-street parking. I think Dick's a good developer. I've known him, known what he's done. I don't know him very well personally. I do know him a little bit. I think he's one of the best quality developers we got. I think this is a good project, and I support it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Gibbons. I reside in Northwest Cumberland, and I own Papa Hyde and the building therein. I'm neither quick enough nor eloquent enough in 2 minutes to offer a compelling or persuasive testimony. I submitted testimony to your staff via email. I hope you take the time to read that. But what was true in 1983 when I started the business is true today in 2008, 25 years later. My neighborhood needs parking. Is it a necessary condition? Obviously not. I'm still in business. Will it be a sufficient condition for the success of my business? No, I've still got to do my business, but it will put me on a level playing field with other neighborhoods and other destinations in the Portland area that have since arisen been competitive with me and are now have a little bit of a competitive edge because I don't have the perception is Northwest has a parking problem, and that's a correct perception, and perception's 9/10 of reality, and if a parking garage would go a long way to correcting that. I did want to address a couple things that appellant said. One that struck me is my neighbor, 3 houses up, and there's no getting around the fact that it's going to impact him negatively, and I feel real bad about that. And I wish there was some sort of magic thing we could do, and we can't. I could just say that if it was an apartment building or an office building or a condo, the impact would be the same, and that doesn't make it any less worse. But I guess with a car garage, it seems a lot worse. And that's something that is a cost of the development. The other was that Northwest District Association characterized the lots as being emptied when my restaurant was busy. That may be, and Phil's apologies, another Yogi Berra quote, but nobody ever goes there because it's always so busy. My business is down. It's down 13% over last year, which was down another 7% over the previous year. I am not busy all the time. Part of that is due to the lack of parking. Thanks.
Thank you.
We have 9 speakers left. Remaining, Peter Andrews, Stacy Korn, and Peggy Anderson. They'll be followed by Jordan Schnitzer, Christian Fox, and Candace Nunn.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Afternoon, commissioners. My name is Peter Andrews. I'm a commercial real estate broker for Melvin Mark Brokerage Company, but I'm speaking on behalf as a resident of the neighborhood. I live at 2503 Northwest Raleigh. And I'm a longtime resident of Portland. I really, truly believe in vibrant 20-minute neighborhoods. But I think to have a vibrant 20-minute neighborhood, we need to have viable commercial within an area. And I'm going to speak and reiterate what others have said numerous times. This lack of spaces decreases, you know, access to some of the commercial spaces. I find this one within my business and working with tenants in the neighborhood, but also with what you see in the vacancies there. Finally, I'm going to reiterate what others have said as well, in that the individual's inability to find parking forces them to drive through the neighborhoods, which I feel creates greater safety issues and increases the use of fuels, which is obviously something that we as a city have stood to decrease. Again, I encourage the mayor and council to deny the appeal to make this a safe, vibrant, and active neighborhood.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Stacy Korn, and I used to own Hello Portland on 525 Northwest 23rd. Not having parking on Northwest 23rd is choking small businesses on Northwest 23rd. From my perspective, not having a parking lot is the primary reason why I closed my business and abandoned my dream exactly a week ago. I opened my business 3 years ago, and the first year we were in the black. Second year, sales were down 40%, parking was minimal. And I quickly realized that my friends in the Northeast were no longer coming to Northwest 23rd because of the parking. More importantly, I'm going to talk about Richard Singer's character. He's no longer my landlord. But I'm here because I think that this parking structure is so important to other people in Northwest 23rd, and because I want to tell you what his motivations were. We moved here from Martha's Vineyard. We didn't know anything about Portland. And when Bridgeport Village courted us and offered us $120,000 to move down there, we emailed some pictures to Richard just to see if he was interested. He courted us. He sent people to our, he sent his sister to a store to see us. He was warmly persistent, and he convinced us that we could fill a gap on Northwest 23rd. He couldn't match Bridgeport Village's office, but he was encouraging, and he encouraged us to go to the most beautiful Main Street on Portland. Richard would call. He would stop by. He was our best customer. I suspected on days that we didn't have any business that he actually sent in secret shoppers to buy stuff just to lift my spirits. When things were really bad, my husband and I sat down with him. He gave us free rent for 2 months. And later, he lowered the rent. And when I was at the New York gift show and I was a month behind on my rent, I looked at my ringer, and it was Richard Singer, and I went outside to listen to the message. And it was a New Year's message, and he was wishing me good luck, and he wanted to tell me how happy he was that my store was on Northwest 23rd and what it meant to him. He has treated us with respect and dignity during the most humiliating 18 months of my life. And this is more I can say for all my other vendors and even some of our customers. He really cares about local businesses. I wish I could say more.
Thank you. We're sorry about the closure.
That's okay.
Good afternoon. My name is Peggy Anderson. I'm with the Knob Hill Business Association, former president of the last 4 years. And we wrote a letter to Mayor Potter. Hope you're feeling better. And I'd like to read that letter that he received. Dear Mayor Potter, the Knob Hill Business Association strongly supports the revised design of the Irving Street Garage and urges City Council to deny the appeal. We believe that the design addresses the concerns raised at City Council in 2007, both in terms of reducing the size of the structure and maximizing the pedestrian safety features of the garage and sidewalk area. The overall design reflects existing patterns throughout the Alphabet District. It includes high-quality brick all around the building, ornate metalwork, precast concrete, and metal sash windows. Based on the discussions with NWDA representatives during mediation, the size of the structure has been reduced from 103 parking spaces to 87 spaces, a nearly 20% reduction. The top floor of the east portion of the structure was removed, making it 21 feet lower than the 45-foot allowed by code. The structure is slightly lower than the house next door and keeping in context of the area. Pedestrian safety is a major priority for our association, and this garage will help reduce cars circling the neighborhood as visitors and customers look for parking. Reducing this circling will also reduce auto emissions and overall traffic on the street. In addition, the design specifically offers many safety features that alert pedestrians to cars, as we've discussed earlier today. Knob Hill Business Association believes that this parking structure is an important step in addressing the parking problem in Northwest Portland. At the same time, the other parts of the comprehensive parking plans approved by the city in 2003, the on-street program and the Transportation Management Association are also important. Knob Hill Business Association remains a strong supporter of this stakeholder's developed plan and urges it to be implemented immediately for full benefit to the neighborhood. In summary, this structure is beautifully designed and with great sensitivity to the context and the feel of the Alphabet District. Knob Hill Business Association strongly encourages the council to deny this appeal and affirm the Landmarks Commission's approval of this design. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all. Next three. Take your microphones off there.
Peter Andrews, Stacy Korn, and Peggy Anderson.
What, no, those are the.
Okay.
Those, we just have.
Pardon
this
me. Yeah. Jordan Schnitzer, Christian Fox, Candace Nunn, and then they'll be followed by our final three: Tom Ranieri, Thane Tenson, and Ted Thomas.
Welcome.
Can I approach the...
Sure. So, oh, you got it upside down, I think. Okay. Welcome. Why don't we start with Candace?
Actually,
okay, we're going to start with Jordan. You have... 2 minutes once you get to your seat.
Yes.
Just give us your name for the record, and you have 2 minutes.
Right. Jordan Schnitzer, office is 1121 Southwest Salmon. As you can see from the sheets that I gave the council and the board, we've owned property in this neighborhood since 1962. And I think what hasn't been talked about is going back in time a bit. When we first bought our properties here and when we moved our office to Northwest 19th and Johnson in the early 60s, there were almost monthly meetings with the police about the crime in the neighborhood, about the issues. This was not a desirable place to be. Okay, when we bought in the early 70s, the garage where Laura Rousseau's gallery is now. We were the first ones to take a garage building and convert that to retail and restaurants. And that's what really, as Dick has said, began to give him the ideas to come by the Victorians and other developers, too, to come in and start turning the neighborhood around. When I bought the Royal Arms apartments in Marcella and the half dozen apartments that were in fires and condemned and redid those, remodeled those with PDC's help, those were the first new projects and renovated projects in 30 and 40 years in that neighborhood. Now, the fact is quickly that at that time, those of us involved with the neighborhood only dreamed about the kind of neighborhood it's now become. Okay, the kind of streetscape activity, the shops, the stores, the people, to make it the kind of place, the chic place that people want to be. Now, during a time of transition like that, there are always impacts. We helped Carmela Edinger's parents buy their first house in the neighborhood, and it's because of the neighborhood increasing in its activity that's caused all the wonderful properties they bought to go up in value. Now, what's critical is we remember where we were compared to where we are, and the parking is absolutely a critical piece to this. And the last point to bring up is, you know, what I think from a city policy, okay, has not been the fairest thing. Dick has been working on this project for 10 years. He's probably spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. In the meantime, in the Pearl District, the city, through PDC, and I was all supportive of it, spent tens of millions of dollars supporting Girding Edlands parking and so forth for that neighborhood to thrive. The parking is critical in this Northwest 23rd Street. I had people here from Salt Lake last week, from the Art Museum down there, took them up 23rd, raved about the street. All of us do. All of you have. Okay. And yet when we go to get pizza, Escape New York Pizza, and that's cheese pizza, Phil, not pepperoni and cheese pizza for my 9 and 11-year-olds, it is impossible to park. So I appreciate your support of this and support to the denial of the appeal, and I think we need to look back and appreciate Dick and all the other people who have done so much that's made this part of our community wonderful and continue to create the livability that we're all proud of. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I just make one comment to Mr. Schnitzer? I know you've waited a long time. It's late in the day, but you were not here when we took up another issue a few weeks ago, which was the naming of a particular park downtown after director, who I understand is your maternal grandparents?
Yes.
So since you weren't here to accept our thanks, I would just like to publicly thank you for the contribution you made that allowed us to move forward and finish that park. And we thank you for your contribution on that.
Well, thank you. And again, I praised at the Washington Parks ceremony. The Parks Foundation has been a wonderful asset for the community, and the Parks Board is wonderful to work with, and the staff. And the parks are a critical part of, again, the livability, just as the street is part of that livability fabric, too. Thank you, Commissioner.
Sir? My name is Christian Fox. I'm a real estate manager with G Group Property Management. We are long-term stakeholders along Northwest 23rd and the Northwest District. Our group manages and owns Tealey Square on Burnside and 23rd, where there is a parking garage, as well as medical buildings along the district there. And we have, for a long time, been advocating for increased parking capacity to the district. During the time of our ownership, we have witnessed city investment in mass transit in the district that has been both flourished and received high marks from the public, obviously. Unfortunately, during the same period, our private garage, as well as vehicle traffic to the area, has seen increased activity to the point where we have to employ staffing to manage ingress and egress during a couple months of the year. Other times of the year, we have maximum capacity that does not require the staffing, but obviously the need is there. Unfortunately, the district neighbors continue to suffer from the overflow of vehicle traffic due to the limited available parking options to the public. Most existing parking lots in the area are private and do not benefit the capacity needs of the neighborhood. We believe the central location of this site to be beneficial and appropriate to the district. We believe the establishment of known public parking destinations to the district will reduce the nuisance vehicle congestion of circling the block, etc. The design is in keeping with the eclectic neighborhood architecture and deserves accolades. This is no small task to meet the varying architectural designs in the neighborhood. Please decide in favor of progress on the long overdue project and deny the appeal. Thank you.
Thank you. Candace? We can just hand those to Sue, and she'll give them to us.
Candace Nunn, thank you for having us here today and your patience with all the testimony this afternoon. I'd like to remind us back in 2000 where we began. We began with a study by Davis Hibbets, which indicated that 70% of visitors, 70% of residents, 70% of employees in the district all said that the district desperately needed parking. From there, the Citizen Advisory Committee grew out of that process. We spent 3 years of pizza and parking in the basement of Consolidated Freightways on Wednesday nights for more weeks and months and years than I care to recall. That's one thing. Secondly, I did provide you with testimony of other communities throughout the United States who've done a fabulous job of integrating parking into their neighborhood, both in terms of character and scale. Charleston, South Beach Art Deco, Key West, Boston's Newberry Street. I mean, it goes on and on. Those people care as much about their historic districts as we do here in Portland, and they've managed a way to do it. And I think Dick's design does it fabulously for Northwest 23rd. The next thing I'd like to say is that we're very proud that Portland is considered a city of neighborhoods. Most people think of Southwest Broadway as being our main street. Well, really, Northwest 23rd is a main street in Northwest, as Alberta is becoming in Northeast, as Hawthorne is in the Southeast, goes on and on. But in order to have a main street in a community like that, you need a mix of commercial and residential. And you can't have that if you don't have one of the integral amenities that are necessary for both, and that is parking. I hate to tell you this, but the design that I gave out to you right there would indicate that there is no bright line between commercial. One of the characteristics of Northwest Portland is the intermixing of those buildings. In closing, I'd like to say that this area enjoys the highest rate of multimodal transportation and mass use transportation in the region. We have to understand that cars are continuing to be a mix of that. Our neighborhoods cannot be enclaves unto themselves. People in other parts of Portland deserve to be able to visit Northwest Portland and vice versa. Thank you very much for your time and your patience.
Thank you. Thank you.
And our final three, Tom Ranieri, Thane Tanson, and Ted Thomas.
I think we might have lost a few. Is there anybody else here who wishes to speak in opposition to the appeal? If now, this is the time to come forward. Okay, Tom, I guess you're the wrap-up.
My name is Tom Ranieri, and I operate Cinema 21. With respect to this hearing, there were several items in this month's Northwest Examiner I'd like to contest. With 2 minutes, we'll see how far I get. First, in an editorial, Commissioners Saltzman and Leonard were more or less put on notice that their votes today will be a litmus test to gauge how committed they really are to a green agenda. In other words, voting against this appeal is equal to voting against the environment. Apparently, all of the other construction projects, for example, the hundreds and hundreds of residential units built in the Northwest in the last 10 years that have off-street parking, doesn't bother Mr. Clausen. This one project he singled out as a loyalty test to green goals, but I remind everyone that the issues are the same on both sides of that sacred line. Secondly, the examiner strongly suggests that there isn't a need for off-street parking anymore. This remains a big surprise to the hundreds of patrons who routinely ask us where to park. But this isn't just about the huge impact that the parking deficit has on my business. It remains a problem for everyone in the neighborhood. That's why I understand why architect Don Genassi's design for residences on Lovejoy included off-street parking, why John Bradley got a curb cut in front of his home on Johnson, why Dan Volkmer and Frank Dixon built their own micro-parking structure on 22nd, why Mayor Potter was forced to park in the restricted space in front of the theater last year when he was the opening night speaker at the Queer Film Festival, and why Commissioner Adams, when he came to the benefit for Rock and Roll Camp for Girls in March of this year, had to park his vehicle in the truck loading zone 30 minutes before 6 p.m. People do what they have to do. They do what they have to do in Northwest because it's difficult.
There's no statute of limitations, I believe.
Sam, I recommend
please show some leadership in allowing this project to go forward, a project that has seen more scrutiny and process than the average space shuttle launch. Provide us with some off-street parking that we all desperately need. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
really
you.
Really saved the best for last.
I neither deny nor admit to anything.
Okay. Okay, well, that completes the testimony in opposition to the appeal. Now is the time for the appellant to have for rebuttal. And you have 5 minutes. And again, if you could just give us your names when you speak.
Hi there, my name is Gustavo Cruz on behalf of the NWDA, and I will just take a few points in no particular order, so please excuse the composition. First of all, I note that staff pointed out at the very outset that this was a design issue, and there likely are disagreements about how the design criteria are to be applied, and that's absolutely true. These are somewhat subjective, obviously, and there are strong disagreements on both sides. My good friend Phil Geffner pointed out what I think is the truth in this case, which is that this is more of a land use and policy disagreement than a pure design matter to be considered by the council. With respect to the spot zoning issue, that issue has been disputed by the parties, and our point from the NWDA side is that we would like to have the city attorney take a look at that issue as opposed to just assume that the zoning overlay applies. With respect to the parking itself, I would note that we have tried to show numerically that there's really no shortage of commercial parking right now. There's only a shortage of free parking. That's what people complain about. People come to the neighborhood, they want to park, they want to go shopping, they want to do things, but there aren't enough spots free on the street for them to park at. So what do? They circle. And eventually they find a spot, or maybe they break down and pay for a spot. This development will add to the incentive for people to come to the neighborhood, but you're still going to have people driving around, circling, looking for spaces. It's not going to improve the traffic flow. Offers to mitigate and beautify the structure. I note, and perhaps I didn't hear this correctly, but it sounded to me as though those were proposed on the neighbor's property as opposed to on the property that's actually the subject of the application. In other words, there are no setbacks except for that one corner of the building. So if there are going to be trellises and plantings and things like that, that offer really applies to the other party's property, not the property of the applicant. There are several factual assertions that are up in the air, one being the status of the Hoffman House and the history of Julia Hoffman and so forth. We would be happy to provide some supplemental materials on that. It's my understanding that other board members, I haven't personally done the due diligence on that, but my understanding is that other board members have materials they can share. The same thing holds true with usage of the lots. We strongly disagree with the assertion that the lots are fully utilized and that there's a shortage of paid spaces, and we have statistics to back that up. There were also a number of comments about the parking plan, which was said to have been approved by the council as though it's just ready to be implemented and rolled out right now. In fact, that isn't the case, and there were a number of deal killers in the original plan that were never resolved. Let's see. Finally, I would just point out that the neighborhood has obviously evolved over the years, but I think that owes as much to the efforts of neighborhood residents like Bud Clark, who worked on the NWDA many, many years ago for neighborhood improvements, as it does to business development, which has certainly improved the quality of the neighborhood. Thanks very much.
May I ask a question? Because we've had a lot of testimony, and you've been very thoughtful in your presentation today, and I want to just make sure I understand something, because you referenced Mayor Clark, who is someone that everyone up here admires greatly, and he talked about a sacred line. And I think it's fair to ask whether either you or NWDA would accept a parking garage at 2311-2317 Northwest Irving Street under any conditions.
Well, that's...
It would be helpful for me, if there's a yes or a no, it would be helpful, just because the mayor has talked about a sacred line. I respect his view, but I think we can talk about conditions, we can continue to talk about the legal issues, but I think it's a fair question to ask whether there are any set of conditions which would lead you to support a parking garage at this site.
I'll have a crack at that. I mean, of course, there's a range of opinions, but I think we would accept it if the base zone were honored and, you know, if the proper setbacks were put back. I think that's kind of the bottom line, you know. There's a range of opinions, but I think that basically we want to see the zoning honored. So the basic problem is commercial use on a residential lot. It's hard to make it compatible and compatible with the historic design guidelines. If you could keep it on the commercial side, it would be a different story.
Okay, I think you still had a minute and 30 seconds left when the question
was asked. Well, then that's me, ta-da.
I hope I didn't eat your time.
Well, the gentleman from...
hold on. Yeah. Can you give them a minute and 30 seconds?
Sure. Okay. Well... We'll go for a minute right now.
Okay, thanks. The gentleman from Cinema 21 almost had me because I was going to say to the city council, there are no business owners here from Northwest 21st. There are no business owners here from Northwest Thurman. These are the two other main streets in our neighborhood. Why are they not here? Because they catered to us. Where the gentleman from Cinema 21 lost me was when I realized as he walked by Alan Clausen and he whispered under his breath, that was a long time coming. And I thought, so it wasn't about this garage, it's about Alan Clausen. And I'm sorry you did that, sir. People who drive to malls are like people who come to Northwest 23rd. People who drive to malls will see an empty mall towards the end of the mall, and they'll drive around, looking for that one space as close to that door as possible. The other thing that I wanted to say is, in talking about business plans, the women who live in my neighborhood who are 40 years old and older, when I talk with them, they say they'd love to shop on Northwest 23rd, but they can't because the stores on Northwest 23rd cater to 20-somethings and 30-somethings, and they're not geared towards the women like yourself, Carol Sterkel, and others who live in the neighborhood who are dying to shop on Northwest 23rd. If only some of the businesses would say the demographics have changed. Gentrification has made Hawthorne District have what Northwest 23rd is no longer really special. We have Hawthorne, we have Belmont, we have Mississippi, we have all these beautiful neighborhoods that you guys have been advocating for having what we have on Northwest 23rd. Why are they surviving in Northwest 23rd not? They're catering to the demographics in their neighborhood. So I'm asking again, please, members of the Nob Hill Business Association, look at your business plans and start catering to us who live in the neighborhood. The demographics have changed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I have a question.
And it's of Bud Clark, because I saw him had a reaction
and I wanted to hear what that was, when the question was asked by Commissioner Fish of the, which I thought was an excellent question. I appreciate him asking that. Were there any, I don't want to repeat it for the audience so they can hear. Were there any conditions under which the neighborhood would agree? And then the you came up and testified that the underlying zoning was complied with. You had a strong reaction to that. So
I have a feel. That line to me is sacred.
Okay.
And there things were approved at the a few years ago with a plan that was approved by the previous city council that put this parking lot and overlapping that sacred line. They had other parking lots. Why don't they build one of the, in one of those other locations that do not cross that line in a commercial area?
So
I don't know what the neighborhood association will do, but to me, crossing that line is a fatal mistake.
And that line, and when you were talking, I didn't write down. You said either 1969 or 79 is when that plan was developed.
Well, the first district plan was done in cooperation with the business association or the business group at that time. There was no association then. I mean, there was no businesses then, and we.
What year?
I mean, there was businesses there, but very few compared. And we made the plan, and it was finished in 1977, but it took about 3 years to complete. Okay. And at that time, commercial property was set, commercial zoning was set aside, and there was adjustments in that. It's not a straight line by any means. Mike said it was kind of a straight line, but it jogs in there because there was grandfathered in, properties were grandfathered in and so forth. But then, but what I'm saying, the whole district association started because of the encroachment of commercial, mainly at that time, it was medical centers and so forth, tearing down houses and so forth. And Ogden Beeman was one of those that got aboard very much on early to stop the building of parking garages. He lived just behind Fred Myers. Fred Myers tore down a bunch of houses to build their parking garages. And I've admired, I mean, when I was on city council, downtown was asking for parking all the time. They always wanted parking down here. That was what's going to save downtown. Well, there's parking all over the place downtown, and it's been the mass transportation that's really made the difference in downtown. Mm-hmm. And now is Northwest Portland trying to compete with downtown? We used to pay $110 a month for our office at 817 Northwest 23rd when the neighborhood association started. And we were it's all run by private donations. We paid $110 a month for rent. What are the rents on that street now? It's happened because the neighborhood association defined where the commercial was going to be. They got rid of the crime in the neighborhood because we were organized and so forth, and with a commercial, and it's developed into something that's been extremely good. And I've always admired Dick Singer and all the other business people on the corner for making this a destination shopping area without parking. So, but there is plenty of commercial parking, but people want free parking, as was pointed out.
Yeah. Thanks for that history. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Okay, do any members of the council wish to bring staff back up?
Can I just tell you one more thing?
Okay.
There's one more free parking resource in the neighborhood, which is that the Neighborhood Association has an agreement with Legacy that they provide spaces free from, I think, 6 at night to 7 in the morning, which a lot of residents avail themselves of, and then it's all weekend free, 200 spots.
Thank you. Thank you. Do members of council wish to bring up staff? Are we ready for deliberations and whatever? A decision. Tentative decision, I guess.
So I would like to include in my motion the conditions that Tim had previously agreed to, which I forget. I did not write them down, partly because I'm old. Yes, Commissioner Adams.
For your record, Tim Ramos, we would be happy to work with the staff on the details of the language. But the idea was to assure that we would provide landscaping assistance and landscaping improvements, including irrigation.